Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal, to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Jordan Thigpen, and I'll be leading you through today's conversation. Let's get equipped. What's up, everybody? Thank you guys for joining us today for another episode of Equipped. I hope that this has been beneficial to you. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a good summer. Hope you're having a good time with your families or been able to go and see some new things, get some new experiences, go into different places that you've never been before. I just hope all in all you're having a blessed and wonderful summer. I know for us it's been a little different. We did a lot of our vacation as a family sort of in May and spent a lot more time sort of at the beach and stuff in the early part of the later part of the spring, early part of the summer. And so this summer has been a grind between sicknesses and a busy schedule and kids' activities and different things. But all in all, it's still been a good time of sort of some different, a different kind of season of life, different season of ministry. So all that to say, I hope that you are doing well, and I hope you are having a good summer and having a good time. And it's been cool to see sort of everybody back a little bit at church on Sunday more consistently. I guess you've seen basically everybody at different times over the summer, but to see some college students back and to see some families kind of back in the mix and just being around. So yeah, all that to say, I hope you're having a great summer. So I know last week I mentioned, I wanted to talk about, last week we talked about why the 412 reading plan, and I mentioned that I wanted to talk about why you should start in anyone and everyone group. And I want to put a pin on that until maybe next week or the week after. This week, I wanted to go through a document or a strategy for how can I, as a Connect group leader, champion multiplying other Connect groups? How can I champion planting a new Connect group? And I really want to intentionally use that language because I know there's been times that Connect groups have had this feeling or expectation, and even in the past, they've been coached to let me grow my group to 10 to whatever amount of people, and then let me split this in half. And in the course of splitting that, that's us, quote unquote, multiplying a Connect group. To me, that is the exact opposite of multiplication. That is division. In fact, that's just the nature of math, right? If I build something up to 10, I divide it in half. Now we have two groups of five. That's division. To me, multiplication, we want to champion planting new Connect groups. And so what do you need to plant a new Connect group? All you need is a ready leader. All you need to plant a new Connect group is a ready leader. This is, you know, this is the bread and butter of what I was developed into as a leader is by a guy named Clint Clifton, and then also all of my time with Brandon and Billy here at Connection. We put a premium on finding godly people that the Lord is doing something in, that are faithful, that are intentional, that are teachable. And we want to invest in those people and give them opportunity and access to us and put specific prayer energy into. But we want to raise up a person or two, and then we want to send them out to plant a new Connect group. That's the goal that I would try to convince you of. Is we want to send people out. We want to plant them out as a new Connect group. And very practically, because if I have a group of 10 and I divide that in half, and now I've got two groups of five, each group can really only add a few more people to it before the group starts to feel very full again. Versus if I send out one to two people, now eight new people just in that group or 10 more people have access to community that may have felt disconnected in the life of the church or disconnected in their walk with the Lord. I want you to feel a sense of excitement about planting new groups, but we also want the planting of new groups for us to have a sending posture as leaders, but also a process as a group, rather than somebody getting feeling stirred to start a new connect group and then they just leave, right? I don't want for our groups to have a culture or an atmosphere where people, you know, their next steps are just cultivated in silence and in solitude. I want those things to be processed by the community. And that's how you send. That's how you plant. The other option is passive. And that's just people leaving when maybe, quote unquote, the Lord has put something on their heart versus the Lord put something on their heart. And then that's cultivated in community. That's communicated through the community. And then they're sent out to plant a new group. So that's what today's podcast is about, is how do we do that? Do we have a strategy for that? And I would say that we do. I'm going to roll this out this upcoming Sunday. So I told our Connect Group leaders at the beginning of the year that we would take the month of July off from Connect Group, really June and July, and that in July I was going to spend some time investing back into our Connect Group leaders. So maybe you'll have a chance to hear this before you get here on Sunday and you can come with questions, or maybe this is something that you can listen to because you're not going to be able to be there, or this will be something supplemental to even listen to after for just more extended conversation on it. But I want to focus in on what I would say are the seven steps to send a new Connect Group leader well. How does my Connect Group send out a new Connect Group leader well? Number one, you pray. You pray. I would say for a lot of our Connect Groups right now, you don't have a clearly identified, ready leader. And so what do? You start by praying. Pray with your group for God to raise up a future Connect Group leader. Bring all of your people that have entrusted their time in community to you as the leader, shepherd that in the direction of prayer. We're going to actively pray for God to raise up somebody from within our group to go and plant. You'll be amazed at how that simple act of praying for somebody to raise up, to be raised up, to be sent out, will begin to put a burden, a collective burden, in the heart of different people. It even creates aspiration of like, man, where could this leader actually come from? Could it be me? And now people are beginning to internalize the vision. But very practically, we don't want people raised up and called to go by an inner voice. We want them to be set apart, raised up, and called by the voice of God. So we need to call on the voice of God through prayer that he would come and he would move in a way that we couldn't otherwise cultivate. So that's number one, pray. Number two, cast vision. Share with your group why we need more Connect Groups. Maybe that's the next step for many of our Connect Group leaders, that you internalize the need and you see the explicit need that we have as a church for more Connect Groups. Maybe you're not motivated to pray and to raise up and invest in people in your Connect Group because maybe you just don't see the need. I would say to you that we have on any given Sunday upwards of 13, 14, 1,500 people within the life of a church service, but only 300 or so of those are connected to any type of community. And we really need those numbers to change. We really need more people that come for a service to be connected to a community. And the way that happens in our church is through Connect Groups. And so we need more people championing the cause of Connect Group, championing the vision and the need for more Connect Groups. And so share with your group why we need more Connect Groups. Share how more people in our church need to experience community. Share why it's important to live by faith and not for comfort. That's got to become a core value of who we are as a leader before it becomes a statement we say in group. You as a leader already internalize this a little bit, right? Or if not a lot of it, you give up a huge portion of your evening at least once a week to have people into your home for their spiritual benefit. You've made a decision that I'm going to live by faith and not for my own comfort. And that is, don't overlook, like, that is a huge barrier for a lot of people just coming to attend, is that they are wrestling with the tension of, God, I really would kind of rather have tonight off and be able to watch a TV show or quote unquote get some rest than I would come to Connect Group. And that's the tension that your people wrestle with, that they feel. And so you have to have that settled in your own spirit, that this is a worthwhile portion of my week. And if not just worthwhile, this is meaningful. This is a part of my calling from God to make disciples and to glorify Him, is by saying yes to community. We want to share with people why it's important to live by faith and not for comfort. And we want to share the possibilities of what God might do if someone goes. Can't you see the vision of that? Can't you see the excitement of that? To share that with a group of people, to just invite them in into the wonder, like what might God do if somebody were to step out and go? Think of the leadership development that would happen. Think of the people who were disconnected that are now connected. You can do this by sharing stories. What was it like when you started a Connect Group? What was it like when the room was basically empty, but now what's it like now that there's a lot of other people in attendance? This is all part of casting vision. So you want to, one, pray. Number two, you want to cast vision. And then eventually, number three, you want to announce it. Announce it when somebody does answer the call to be a new Connect Group leader. Make it a huge deal. I think a lot of times these next steps happen sort of in the quietness of the conversation between the current Connect Group leader and the future Connect Group leader. And sometimes the just communication of, hey, so-and-so has said that they would like to step up and lead a Connect Group. Or they have said that their next step they feel like that Jesus is leading them to is to start a new Connect Group. Make sure you announce that. Share that with the people that are in your group. Let them know. Like, make it a culture-defining moment in the group. We are going to stop and make this a big deal because this person and this person has heard from the Lord Jesus Christ that this is their next step. That's awesome. Make that a big deal. If you don't normally provide food, maybe find a way to provide food. Say, hey, everybody bring your favorite appetizer. Bring your favorite dessert. Hey, bring your favorite thing from Publix. Something, just some way to celebrate because, hey, we've got a big next step that we need to announce. So you need to pray. You need to cast vision. You need to announce it and make it a big deal. And number four, you need to celebrate. When you announce someone responding to the call to plant a new group, make it a party. So three and four can go together, but I think I add that on purpose because it's not just like a bland Ritz cracker or saltine cracker church announcement. Like, this is exciting. This is a big deal. So make sure the mood of the announcement is that of celebration. People rally to vision and what you celebrate. So as the leader of your group, make sure you are casting vision for what God might do and then celebrate what God is doing. You want to celebrate when somebody decides to plant a new group, make it a party. People move in the direction of the behaviors that are celebrated. If we celebrate planting a new group, it shepherds people that are uneasy about it to see it as normal. And it's not just normal. It's beyond normal. It's blessed by God because it's His idea. Have you ever thought about that? Planting new groups, and all that means is we are going to open a new home for more people to have access to community. That's God's idea. That's the book of Acts, of people that responded to salvation in the person of Christ and then moved in the direction of the communities that they lived in to tell other people about Jesus and make their homes available to celebrate those realities, both to believers and non-believers alike. celebrate that. Celebrate God's design of community. Celebrate people taking next steps. Celebrate what might be. So we want to pray, cast vision, make an announcement, celebrate. And then number five, we want to cast vision again. As the weeks go by and the new Connect Group leader gets closer to leaving the group to start their own, share with the group the process that the new leader is going through. This new leader is going through training, they're finishing an application, they're meeting with staff, they're stepping out in faith, and they're doing so many other things that unless you as the leader prioritize casting the vision and announcing what they're experiencing, no one in the group will otherwise know. Your group will feel a wide range of emotions. They'll need to be reminded of the vision. There will be people that's like, God, I can't imagine Connect Group without James and Morgan. I can't imagine Connect Group without Bailey and Quentin or Nick and Avery. I mean, these are all examples right now of like, I know in these Connect Groups, people are like, I'm just so sad that they're leaving. So you as the Connect Group leader, you have to remind the group about through vision of what God could do and why we prioritize it. They'll need to know God's got more for their group, not just for the leader that's going out, but they need to be reminded of the vision that just because these people are being sent out to plant, God still has more for the group that they're in as well. They're not just losing a quote-unquote valuable member of the group. They have had the joy of being a part of their spiritual life where God orchestrated in their heart a next step. That Connect Group member was a part of that. So you need to cast vision for that. Then number six, after you've cast vision, guess what we're going to do again? We're going to celebrate. Figure out when the last time is that the new leader will be in your group and make it a party. It's a huge deal. Vision and celebration are how we send rather than just letting a leader leave. We do that through celebration. When we sent our current missionary couple that we've sent overseas, we tried to make that day a day of celebration because they mean the world to us. And it hurts that they're leaving, but we're going to instead, by faith, celebration is an act of faith. I want you to understand that. Celebration is an act of faith because everything in my flesh wants to hold on to these people. But by faith, I believe all of the celebration and all of the joy and all the happiness, I'm deferring that to heaven. Out of faith, I believe that I will have these people in my life for eternity through the Lord Jesus, that the true, most joyous form of the celebration will be in heaven. And therefore, I can release them by faith, and therefore, I can celebrate their next step out of an act of faith. So don't think that I'm not just very overly simplistically in telling you to just, hey, you know, be sort of excited. Hey, you know, make some celebration. Hey, you know, share some thoughts. No, I'm saying cast vision. Champion this idea because it's an act of faith. It's not just some ministry ploy. I'm talking about the things that go into multiplication. I'm not just saying like, hey, try to carry some happy energy for some people in the group. I'm saying celebrate in faith. I know it hurts you as the leader too to lose people that are you've poured your heart and soul into to get them to where they are and where God wants them to be. But celebrate it because it's an act of faith. And then lastly, step number seven, start over. Pray again. Cast vision again. Celebrate again. God's not done. Do it again. Do it again. You may find that you have an unusual gifting for making disciples, for raising up leaders. And who knows, there might be another next step wrapped up in there for you as well.